5 o'clock, time to rock.
To be done, and if he can preach it, we can sing it, help to make the new day come. We took the walk to DC, my heart in the church. I prayed, oh my child, fix that anger and hurt. Been almost 50 years. How much longer would it last? We need a change now more than ever. Why we're still treated so bad? With my own eyes, saw it with my own eyes. With my own eyes, so I know. I saw New Orleans, saw the people left for dead. I've heard every bald-faced lie you politicians said. I've seen it for myself, and you can't fool your sight. Well, we'd better make a change, and we'd better start tonight. With my own eyes, saw it with my own eyes. Oh, my own eyes, so I know it's true. Sure enough, I do. With my own eyes, I saw it with my own eyes. Y'all can't fool me, I saw. My father would tell me, he said, Mavis, I've seen this years ago when I was a boy, and I thought by now all of this should have been taken care of long ago. When I was a boy, I didn't think I'd be a grown man looking at it still. We got to spread our word. You just be strong. Be strong. As long as you got your family, that's the strongest unit in the world. Stick together with your brothers and sisters. That'll keep you strong. Can't nobody break you. All right, Pops. It's been almost 50 years, though. Longer will it last? We need a change now more than ever. Why? Somebody tell me why. Are we still treated so bad? Lord.
Let go of the old ones, we've got some new ones. El comal le dijo a la olla:
oye, olla, oye, oye, si te has creído que yo soy recargadera, búscate otro que te apoye.
Y la olla se volvió hacia el primero:
peladote, majadero, es que estoy en el hervor de los frijoles y ni ánimas que deje paraste todo el brasero.
El comal a la olla le dijo:
cuando cruja, no arrempuje, con sus tiznes me ha estropeado ya de fijo la elegancia que yo truje.
Y la olla por poquito se desmaya:
presumido, vaya, vaya,
lo trajeron de la plaza percudido y ni ánimas que diga que es galán de la pantalla. El comal le dijo a la olla:
no se arrime, fuchi, fuchi, se lo he dicho a mañana, tarde y noche, y no hay modo que me escuche.
Mas la otra replicó metiendo bulla:
ay, rascuache,
no me juya, si lo agarro lo convierto en tepalcates y ni ánimas que grite pa' que venga la patrulla. El comal miró a su pareja:
¿qué dijiste? Ya estás vieja.
Si no puedes con la sopa de quelites, mucho menos con lentejas. Y la olla contestó como las bravas:
mire, joven, puras habas.
Hace un siglo que te hizo el alfarero y ni ánimas que ocultes los 100 años que te tragas.
...1995's Pinata Full of Bees produced a lot of great material. This selection, called Gump, features future Saturday Night Live head writer Adam McKay and the amazing Scott Adsit. When a corporate vice president takes a psychological examination, the hapless fellow from human resources has to deal with the rather unusual results.
My father raised me to be an intelligent man. He was a businessman who taught me the business of business. He put me in Cub Scouts, Weebelows, Boy Scouts. He got me into high school. And a wink and a smile later, I was in one of the most prestigious institutions of higher learning in the country. My fraternity brothers are now all leaders of men and business, as am I. I'm a vice president in one of the largest consulting firms in North America. I wear tasteful ties and shiny hard shoes. I make more money than you ever will. I like myself. I'm doing okay.
Yes, come in.
Hello.
Mr. Grissom, how are you?
Jerry, have a seat. Come on in. What can I do you for?
Well, I called you into my office, actually.
Okay.
Well, it's not often we get the higher-ups coming over to the third floor now, is it?
Well, I like to come down and see what the lowers are doing.
Yeah. Mr. Grissom, I don't know if you remember, a couple weeks ago we had you take a standard psych test for the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm, I remember.
This had an IQ portion to it, some judgment questions.
I'm tracking with you.
Well, some of the results we got back were a little surprising.
Great.
So I'd like to run them by and get some feedback.
Good, Jerry. Super duper.
Mr. Grissom, according to these test results, you're legally retarded. Hard to say that in a polite way, but...
Okay, good. What else you got for me?
Pretty much the top of the mountain, Mr. Grissom. According to these results, you have a 51 IQ, which is about 2 points higher than a raccoon's.
Well, Jerry, you know I'm a vice president upstairs, yeah?
Yes.
Don't you think maybe your results are a little skewed?
Oh, no, Mr. Grissom, they're very clear. Bold red letters at the base of the test, legally retarded.
All right, now when you say legally retarded, Jerry, does that mean I'm going to be arrested? Or...
It means that legally, Mr. Grissom, you should always have a guardian nearby. And technically, you shouldn't be allowed to operate a phone.
Well, I wouldn't mind that, let me tell you.
Yeah. Question number one on your test, Mr. Grissom, read, complete this sequence of numbers. Mm-hmm. 2, 4, 6, blank.
Good.
For your answer, you drew a picture of a snowman. You wrote, happy, happy foot time. That would be an incorrect answer.
Are you sure about that, Jerry? Have you checked the answer key?
I don't need to check the answer key, Mr. Grissom. This is a simple
question. Well, I check
question.
A lot of answer keys in my time,
well, this
Jerry.
Is a
you might want to check
positive
this.
Numbers.
Jerry, I'm a vice president. These are $40 socks. Let's check the key, huh?
Mr. Grissom, the key is right here. The answer is 8. It's not foot time.
Well, not quite, no. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, Jerry.
Mr. Grissom, according to these test results, you have no sense of object permanence. This is a basic thing we establish when we're 6 months to a year old that allows us to understand that when your parents leave, they're not gone forever. Or when an object goes behind an object, it still exists. Well, I can show you right now.
Jerry? Jerry! Well, where the hell were you? Myself, Jerry, I'm a busy man.
Mr. Grissom, you're 44 years old and we basically just played peekaboo.
Well, I didn't enjoy it. And that reflects on you, Jerry.
How does that reflect
on me?
It's not
going to look good in a report.
It's going to be in a report that you didn't enjoy my peekaboo? Mr. Grissom, do you understand these test results? These are serious,
results.
Hey,
I understand, guy. You got to learn to settle down a little bit. Learn to relax. Hit the links. That's what I do, Jerry. I tell you, get out there with your one iron crusher view up to the front fringe. I tell you, golf, Jerry. Golf.
Fella, you're retarded.
All right, okay, I think I see the problem here, Jerry. You're using the word wrong. When you say retarded, don't you in fact mean go-getter?
Mr. Grissom, go-getter is not a synonym for retarded. When you see someone who's working hard trying to get ahead in life, you don't go, hey, look at him, he's retarded.
Well, Jerry, my friend, I think that depends on how you define synonym.
Mr. Grissom, you have the mentality of a raccoon.
Good.
I'm concerned that you can even feed and clean yourself.
Well, that reminds me. I've got to get upstairs and have lunch out of the roundy, roundy Tupperware. So why don't we
wrap it up? I don't know what that is. What is the
roundy, roundy Tupperware, Jerry, with the lunch inside? You got to get in, you got to pry this, oh boy. It's tricky stuff, Tupperware, I tell you. I'd like to see a raccoon pry the lid off a container and get food out of it. Let's not forget who's in charge, all right? Let's not forget who's VP. I mean, I've seen Les Mis. And, you know, I don't want to threaten anyone. Threatening people is not my bag, Jerry, but I could crush you. Crush you like a cloud.
Okay, Mr. Grissom, fine. You don't see the importance as to what I've told you here. That's okay with me. Yeah, you can have your big smug smile on your face. I don't care. I'm going to take these test results up to Mr. Winfield. I'm going to show them to him, and I'll let him take the appropriate
action.
Well,
Jerry, why don't we get together on this? Let's bang this thing out. Fix this thing. Make it right. You and me. Come on. Hit the back nine. You and me.
We're not going to bang anything out. These are test results. They are what they are.
I'm going to show him to Mr. Winfield, and I tell you right now, he's not going to be happy.
Come on in, have a seat. I'm sorry I had to call you in here on such short notice. This is the worst part of my job. As you know, we're reorganizing the company, downsizing a bit, and your job is being phased out. I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. But thanks for coming in. Things happen for a reason. Good luck.
Did you just fire me?
Job. I have a family. I need the insurance.
Well, Jerry, why don't we get together on this? Let's bang this thing out. Make this right. You and me. Come on. We're a couple of go-getters.
Okay, Mr. Grissom, let's bang this out.
Attaboy, Jerry. Good team player.
Thanks. A new test for Mr. Grissom. Brand new test. Question number one. You have 10 pencils. You take...
No, I don't.
That is correct.
Thank you. with a few small drops of rain. I never had but one true love, and she in the cold grave has lain. I will do as much for my true love as any young man may. I'll sit and mourn all on her grave for a 12 months and a day. The 12 months and a day being up, the dead begin to speak. Oh, who is this sits on my grave and will not let me sleep? It is I, my love, sits on your grave and will not let you sleep. I crave one kiss from your cold, sweet lips, and that is all I see. You crave one kiss from my clay cold lips. My breath smells earthly strong. If you had one kiss from my cold clay lips, your time not be long. Oh, down in yonder's garden green, love, where we used to walk, the is withered to a stalk. The stalk is withered dry, my love, so must our hearts decay. So calls you away.
So much of what I pushed out once has returned after all these months. Go where you have been, to be where you are again. Come be close and be rested. Darling, come be close and be rested. Lines from a stray age, News comes round from another day's page. To go where you have been, to be where you are again, come be close and be rested. Darling, come be close and be rested. Go where you have been, to be where you are again, come be close and be rested. Darling, come be close and be rested.
Around the soda water fountains, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountains.
Pick it up, hey, lay it in the gut. down, lay the old dress down, weary hands and feet. Time's mistreated you, say. We're just skin and bones. An early grave, lying in the mud all day. I couldn't believe that was you at the end of the road. The darkest parts of you. It's time that you let yourself breathe. What it means to be free. I know now that these wounds won't last. Some people, they're just not worth the grief. Well, you can grow as high as the willow grows. Turn your roots from the soil to the sea. The ocean floor, the darkest parts of you. It's time that you let yourself breathe.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadu Rasulullah. Hayya lassalat. Hayya lal falah. Kad kumati salat, kad kumati salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Thank you. Love. If I was the woman and you were the man, would you send me yellow roses? Would you dare to kiss my hand? In the morning, would you caress me as the wind caresses the sand? If I was the woman and you were the man, if I was the heart and you were the head, would you think me very foolish if one day I decided to shed these walls that surround me just to see where these feelings led? If I was the heart and you were the head,
if I was a woman and you, you're the man, would I laugh if you
I'll take you home tonight. volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
When the drum beats go like this.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Do-do-do, in-da-da-do-do, in-da-da-do-do.